I'm here with Dave Haslam, who's just hosted the symposium for Manchester Sound. Dave, how long have you been involved with the project?
Right at the beginning, I had a brief meet-up when they were taking eyewitness kind of statements and ideas based on people who were around, I guess, the rave scene at the end of the 80s. So I was kind of one of a number, I think kind of 20 or so people that they spoke to get some detail and to get some eyewitness material.
So the welding of Peterloo and then the Acid House movement, it's thrown up some interesting questions tonight.
I mean, there are definitely some connections between what happened in 1819 and what happened in 1989. I think that one of the things that interests me is how cultural activity, popular culture as well, how often that springs from the same kind of issues that people have that political activity comes from. You know, the idea that you want a better life for yourself, the idea of dreaming, the idea of trying to channel your anger, the idea of trying to assuage your despair. Sometimes that comes out as cultural production, sometimes it comes out as political activity. And that's something that's always interested me. So I think that it's already something that I'm kind of aware of. But then there's also differences. You know, there's a differences of 170 years. There's a difference between right at the beginning of Manchester as an industrial city to Manchester right at the beginning of it as a post-industrial city. So there are obviously a lot of differences. And I like the fact that today we talked about the similarities and the differences and the symbol of the Venn diagram where you have overlap. And that overlap is something that could maybe tell us something about where we are now.
And just finally, what would you like to see in the production? What would you like to come away thinking, you know, you'd seen and what it achieved maybe?
Well, obviously as a DJ, I want people to come away knowing that the DJ's played an integral part in it all and that we were worth every penny of the extortionate fees that we charged the Hacienda. So as long as the DJ's the one with the power, takes all the credit, I'm happy.
Dave Haslam, thank you very much.